Progress Test 2. Listening. Bill Wilson works for an advertising agency. He has asked his colleague, Alison Bates, for some advice. Bill is worried about the behaviour of their manager, Steve Parks. Listen to their conversation and decide whether these statements are true or false.
Can you spare a minute?
Sure. What's on your mind?
Work.
No surprise there. You busy?
Yeah, I am, but that's not really the problem.
Okay, well, what's on your mind?
Well, it's Steve.
Steve?
Yeah, and listen, this conversation is just between you and me, right? I just want some advice.
Yeah, sure. Just between you and me.
Well, it's about expenses. Steve and I have been travelling together a lot, and when we were in Seoul last month, we were out checking out the displays in some of the international stores in a big shopping mall, and Steve bought an expensive designer handbag while we were there.
Right.
Well, it's just that he paid for it with his company credit card, which I noticed. Really, it's none of my business, but he told me the bag was for his wife, and he also told me he had a good budget for client gifts and entertainment.
And so he's buying presents for his wife with his company credit card.
Right. And not only that, he basically told me I should do the same thing. And he told me how to submit my expenses so no one would notice.
Oh dear, that's a tricky one.
I know. I mean, in a way, it's none of my business, but on the other hand, the whole company is trying to save money, and it could really hurt the whole company if everyone used their company credit card this way. So, I have to say, I feel tempted to go to Steve's manager and tell him what's going on.
Are you sure you really want to do that?
No, I'm not. I think Steve is doing a pretty good job, and if he left the company, it could really make a mess of things. Clients like him. He has a really good way with people.
Exactly. So you really do have to weigh up the pros and cons of talking with his boss. You might like to be ready for the next time it happens, because you're bound to be in the same situation again.
That's true.
And when he uses his company credit card for something personal, you could tell him you've been thinking about it, and you definitely don't want to use your company card in that way. The important thing is to avoid lecturing him about it, or telling him what he's doing is wrong. If it were up to me, I'd raise the topic in a light way and at least get him thinking about what he's doing. You know Steve, maybe he just hasn't thought through what he's doing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I don't think he'd steal anything from anyone if he thought of it as stealing. I'm sure he just thinks it's a kind of perk.